One of the biggest entertainment companies on the planet just launched its own layer two blockchain. Not a meme coin, not an NFT drop, a full blockchain, and here's why that matters. Okay, imagine this. One of the biggest entertainment companies on the planet, Sony, decides to build a brand new digital city on the blockchain. An actual on-chain world where millions of people can interact, create, play, and earn without even realizing they're using blockchain. That's what Sonium is. In this video, I'm breaking down five things you actually need to know about Sony's new Layer 2. What it is, why it matters, what you'll be able to do there, and how it fits into this bigger future Sony is building. Let's get into it. So what is Sonium actually trying to be? It's not just another L2 with a different logo. Sonium is Sony's attempt to build a digital city where normal people interact with blockchain without ever feeling like they're using crypto. If they succeed, this could be massive. Think of Sony building a massive futuristic theme park. But instead of roller coasters, this park is filled with gaming experiences, digital art galleries, creator tools, virtual premieres, and concerts. Basically, a whole city of things you can do, watch, play, and collect, and under the hood, it's all running on the blockchain. Sonium is coming out of Sony Block Solutions Labs, and it's built on the OP stack, which means it's part of the superchain from day one. Sony's vision statement is something like an open internet that transcends boundaries, which is a fancy way of saying, we want fans, gamers, and creators to be able to join Web3 without friction. And honestly, if any company has the IP, the distribution, and the fan bases to pull that off, it's Sony. Let's pop the hood for a second. What's actually powering Sonium? If Ethereum is a congested downtown street, Sonium is the multi-lane expressway built right next to it. Same destination, but with less traffic and lower tolls. Sonium runs on the Optimism OP stack, which means it inherits Ethereum's security, transactions are cheaper, everything is faster, and it's fully EVM compatible, so developers don't have to rewrite everything from scratch. Users get a smoother experience, builders get familiar tools, everyone wins. And because Sonium joins the superchain, it's not just a standalone chain. It plugs into a bigger network of OP stack chains that share upgrades, share standards, and can interoperate more easily. So Sonium isn't launching alone in the void, it's launching inside a giant connected highway system that very few are paying attention to. One of the most interesting parts of Sonium isn't the tech, it's who it's for. Sony isn't trying to build a playground for gamblers and leverage traders. They're bridging their existing audience of gamers, anime and movie fans, music lovers, creators and artists, and fandoms that already live inside Sony's worlds. Let me put that into perspective. Imagine you go to see a movie, and instead of just watching it and leaving, you can mint your favorite scene as a collectible, earn rewards for attending premieres, collect digital items from your favorite characters, join a fan space that keeps living on after the movie ends. All of that could be powered by Sonium quietly in the background. That's the vibe. Sonium's positioning is basically everyone is a creator, everyone can participate. You don't need to be a crypto person to be part of this. It's Web3 without the boring parts. All right, let's get concrete. If Sonium is this digital city Sony is building, then what are the first buildings going up? First, creators. Sony wants Sonium to be a place where creators can mint their work, sell digital collectibles, license intellectual property, reward fans, and build fan economies around their content. Think about digital posters, special editions, behind-the-scenes passes, proof of attendance badges, all running on-chain but presented in a way that feels native to fans. Second, and this is the big one, gaming. Sony has PlayStation, anime and film IP, music labels, and massive global franchises. That gives Sonium a huge potential edge. We're probably going to see Web3-enabled games, interoperable in-game items, on-chain player identities, maybe even experiments where PlayStation accounts connect into Sonium experiences. Third, the broader entertainment layer. Think of virtual concerts, digital fan hubs, event tickets with on-chain ownership, interactive premieres, or watch parties. Sony has been experimenting with this type of thing for years. Sonium just gives them a dedicated, programmable on-chain environment to do it at scale. And then there's the builder side. For developers, Sonium is a familiar EVM environment with cheap transactions, OP stack tooling, and a potential path to reach millions of mainstream users over time. If you're building anything around fandoms, games, or digital experiences, Sonium is being set up as a pretty attractive canvas. On top of all that, Sonium is already experimenting with on-chain reputation. They're running what they call score seasons, 28-day campaigns where your on-chain actions earn you points. You can do things like use DeFi, play Sonium-enabled games, and interact with NFTs and marketplaces. And projects featured in these seasons include things like cross-chain liquidity, mobile games with millions of players, and native NFT platforms. If you reach a certain score, you can mint a special non-transferable badge that sits in your wallet as proof that you've participated and contributed on-chain. Not an airdrop, not a farm and dump, but a reputation layer. So whether you're a gamer, a creator, or just curious, Sonium is positioning itself as a city where interactive on-chain culture can actually grow, not just speculation. Let's zoom out. Sonium isn't a random chain trying to compete for TVL charts. It's a strategic move from a company that already has global distribution, billions of fans across games, movies, and music, and decades of experience in building worlds and ecosystems. Sonium isn't a container crypto town someone built in a weekend. It's a major city being planned by a corporation that already owns a massive number of media channels around the world. And because it's part of the superchain, it's not isolated either. It grows alongside other OP stack chains. It interoperates with chains like Base and Optimism and benefits from shared upgrades and shared liquidity. So instead of being an island, Sonium is plugged into an entire on-chain highway system from day one, but why does that matter? Sony already has massive audiences. Sonium can connect them to Web3 without the usual friction. Developers will go where the users are, creators will go where the tools and fans are, and the superchain gives all of this a scalable foundation. In short, Sonium is one of the first layer 2s built from an entertainment-first mindset, not a crypto-first mindset, and that might make it a sleeping giant. So, to recap, here are the five things you should know about Sonium. First, the vision, a creator-first digital city by Sony. The tech, fast, cheap, superchain-ready. The culture, built for mainstream fans, not just crypto natives. The use cases, creators, gaming, entertainment, developers, and on-chain reputation. The future, backed by Sony's global ecosystem and plugged into the superchain. If this helped you understand what Sony is really trying to do with Sonium, hit like, subscribe, and drop a comment on what part of Sonium should I cover next? The gaming angle, the creator tools, or a deep dive into how on-chain reputation and score seasons work? Thanks for watching. See you in the next one.